Okay, head for the limb. And we're probably about 10 minutes away from the limb, Houston.
Roger.
Okay, everything's on so far.
Right on back to the limb area.
Thank you. That's where we are. We are at the rim of North Crater.
Okay.
We're on the west.
I think you misunderstood the message. We can proceed right on by the rim. We have the buried rock samples now, and head on back to the limb. That's to Antares.
That's right. That's where we're headed. Okay, that's where we're headed. Hold it. Okay, keep going. Lost the port tube. Okay. Got it? I'll have it in a minute. I got it. Okay.
Shepard Mitchell heading back now to the vicinity of the lunar module, Antares.
Okay, we're approaching the limb now. Coming in a 12-mile base.
Roger, Al, and I guess from here we'll be, we can split up and Ed can take the med and proceed to the cluster of boulders he had reported earlier to the north of the limb, and you can proceed out to the Alpha.
Okay, I'd suggest you can do it the way you want to. Yes, you go without the limb.
Without the mat, yeah.
Okay, without the mat, because there's nobody to. Then he falls off, we lost all those goodies.
Okay, that's it.
I'll just take a couple of rock bags. Right on, my tongs and camera and go.
That's a good
okay.
Point, Ed. Yeah,
Al's
that'll be fine.
Way. Okay, Al's on the way out to the offset.
As a matter of fact, Fredo, I'm just going to take a way bag and no sample bag, that way I can get more. The size of these rocks, but the sample bags are too small anyhow.
Roger, Ed. Okay, Al, the first thing when you get to the central station is to check the alignment and verify the alignment and leveling.
Okay, I'm just going to go through the same procedure.
Okay, and I got a team for you on the air, my
friend. Shut up, that is. All right, let me give you a call when I get there and when I'm aligned and level. Right on my plan, I'm out in the area of this boulder field.
I'm going to photograph many of the boulders, the rocks, the broken ones, the big ones, what have you, and then grab as many of the different fragments as I can around these piles of broken boulders. Now that I'm here, I see a large number of inclusions. I can't tell whether they're crystalline or not. I think that they are. And I'll grab as many of these and give you before and after shots as I can of a whole way back full of rocks.
Okay, Ed, that sounds great.
Okay, the center alignment on the ball set had changed very little. There'll be a slight change to bubble level. Stand by.
Hi, Jim.
Okay, we're aligned and level.
Okay, Al, the setting we need is now actually a change in the azimuth reading to 16, 16.00. Okay, with the verify elevation is still at 6.41.
6.41 is still elevation.
Okay, stand by one up.
Standing by me.
That's Al Shepard aligning the ALSEP antenna at this time.
Okay, Al, you can proceed back to the vicinity of the limb, and with the time remaining that you had for the ALSEP, shoot a few closer pictures here. We've got about 4 minutes left.
Okay, the ALSEP signal satisfactory.
Mitchell, surveying a boulder area north of the lunar module Aquarius.
Okay. Getting back to the limb.
And Al Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Okay, a little change in the priorities when you get back to the limb. We'd like the TV turned to look at the mesa area so we can watch the closeout number one, and then you can shoot a quick picture of the solar wind.
Roger, I'm going for the camera now.
Okay. And we hadn't changed the settings, Al, so it should be in good shape when you turn her to the Mesa.
Okay, we'll be setting at 22.
Okay, we need a little more to the right, Al.
Yeah, I'm just setting it up, Fred.
Okay.
Okay, it's 22. How's that look? Two more on the left, just a minute. Shooting F-22 and take.
Al Shepard positioning the camera.
Good
luck. Okay, if you tilt it just up slightly, Al, that'll be it. You got good estimate on it now.
Okay, how's that?
Okay, that's great. Then you can go shoot the solo wind now.
Sorry, but hell, that's the problem out here. Hey, Fredo, I'm heading back from the boulder field. I sampled two of the larger boulders in the area. Rocks broken from them and lying on them. I've taken a pan, and I have maybe a third of a way back full of small rocks from these boulders.
Okay, very good, Ed. We need to proceed now with the regular program.
What setting would you like on that solo wind shot, Fredo?
Stand by.
That was Al Shepard moving across our picture to photograph the solar wind composition experiment. Okay, I'll have to go ahead and use their standard downsun picture if that's the direction you're shooting it in. They don't have an input here. Okay, the last just got an input. They want F-11 at 1:25.
Okay, will do.
That's Ed Mitchell in the picture now with his bag of rocks.
Okay, they'd like you to return your camera so you don't have to bother removing the magazine from it. You can just put the whole camera in the ETP.
Roger.
Okay, and I guess so you don't get confused, that means we'll be bringing back both cameras.
Contaminated sample under quad 3 is about to be taken.
That's the time, Ed.
Okay. Okay, I'm putting my camera in the ETB.
Okay,
let me,
stand corrected. What they really wanted was to bring Al's camera back instead of yours. So we'll only be bringing one camera, the CDRs.
Shepard becomes the first lunar golfer.
Okay, Ed Houston. One additional item on the return is to bring back the 100-foot tether. That should also go on ETB.
the close up camera cassette is removed. Fred.
Roger in.
And stowed. I'm going up. Listen, you hear me?
Loud clear, Al.
Yeah, okay. Okay, tell me about this tube, Ed. Is this bathing it?
No, that's one that's left. Got to get it. Before you throw it, give me the number. That's the two that we didn't get anything from.
Okay. Okay, in SRC 2 Fredo, we have the organic control sample. And we have four core tubes.
Roger.
Let's see.
We're at 135 hours, 53 minutes ground elapsed time, and at 4 hours, 5 minutes since time of cabin depressurization.
They have one SCSC. Up there.
I got it.
Good.
receiver about to get tangled up in the TV cable again. Nick?
The 100-foot tether being brought back, this to tie down some gear. The present plan is to bring back the probe. We're at 135 hours, correction, 136 hours ground elapsed time. And we show 4 hours, 11 minutes since the time of depressurization.
The greatest javelin throw of the century.
See if it is.
Oh, lefty himself. Outstanding. Right in the middle of the crater, spin stabilized. Wasn't bad at all. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay.
Documented sample bag.
Okay, we missed one there, didn't we?
Put that in the way bag.
Okay, Ed, I didn't hear the solar wind call off there. Did you get that one, sir?
Yep.
Yes, Ed, it's in the ETB now.
Okay, and
we'll just have these three way bags there.
Okay, did the 100-foot tether also get into the ETB?
That's affirmative, it's there.
That javelin-looking throwaway item was possibly the solar wind pole.
Okay, we'll take those along.
Yeah, we're going to handle them.
I'll put him in the inner strip.
Yeah. Yeah. And, Alan, Ed, just wanted to check once again on the camera mags to make sure you got four 70s and four 16mm mags. I guess one of the 70s is on the camera.
That's firm, Fredo.
Yep, there's nothing left in the net.
Okay.
I think we've cleaned it all.
Okay.
That's firm, Fredo.
Yep, there's nothing left in the net.
Okay.
I think we've cleaned it all.
Okay, let's press on. You want to, SRC? I believe if you just stop your feet on the way up, it'll be as effective as the pressure was yesterday.
Okay, you're probably right.
Okay.
Did you, I saw you over here, did you get a picture?
I did. Put the limb in the foreground?
Yeah.
Yeah. Several.
Yeah. Okay, you ready to go up?
Sure.
All right, Fredo, I'm starting up the ladder.
All right, Ed.
Mitchell going up the ladder now.
What's that doing?
That's good. Taking a heck out of the lamp.
Huh? Okay, so I must have got caught in the cable. We just saw the TV go over.
Yeah, we finally did it to you. Sorry.
That's okay.
Come on, take it. I'll go set it back up. I'll go set it back up again. Get it? Okay. Okay, fix up the television camera.
Shepard uprighting the television camera, which was knocked over.
Okay, Fredo, you're going to have a real practical problem here. Paul will be able to see what the lunar dust does to a camera lens.
Okay.
Name it back at the web. Do you see anything at all?
Yeah, I think it's a better picture. Lunar dust helps the TV picture, I guess.
Okay, we'll see to it that all TV lenses get dusted in the future. Need to cut you down 4 stops, Fred.
Yeah, that looks, you had just about hit it centered there. That's good, huh?
Okay. Yeah, buddy, leap, Fred.